What about now? Any particular style of music you listen to now?
Yeah, I've got two Glenn Miller albums that I've worn completely out. I still go back to the old ones. There are some of the new ones that I like. And, of course, some classical music, but I have never been trained in classical music, which is a shame. I have been trained in art and literature, but not in music. And so, what I know about classical music, I have picked up. But there's some of it that I enjoy very much. And then there is some country and western that we like, but not too much paper. Not too much. We're not the Nashville style. That's not Tennessee, and that's not hillbilly, and that's not bluegrass is more what we grew up with. If we grew up with it, and we really didn't.
Yeah. That's really all the questions I had. Anything about the local culture or so forth that I didn't ask that I might have asked or think about?
Now or then?
Either one.
We're getting some very good cultural. Well, now then, back in the olden days, we had the Lyceum program, which came to the college like once a month.
And did you go to Maryville College? Or?
No, I'm the first one in five generations of my family that didn't. I went to a girls' school, which no longer exists, but which is coming back, Sullins. And then I went to UT, and my parents were 40 when I was born, and so after I had been to Sullins for 2 years, they said, we would appreciate it if you would go to UT and live at home, because we sort of like to have you around. And so that's what I did. I didn't particularly want to, but I enjoyed it thoroughly. And, but then we had really excellent programs, like the Trapp family was here when they first came to the States, and I heard Pablo, what was his name, the great cello, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we really had some great ones, and then they cut all that out, and we had nothing. And now, of course, Clarence Brown has given UT this magnificent theater.
Sure, that really is.
And we, Bill and I, belong to the first nightclub, and we didn't get to go last year at all, but in the other 2 years that it's been, we feel that it really is. And then Doolin Gallery is doing, I think, a terrific thing for Knoxville. And right next to it, of course, there's the Tom's Collection of Silver at the Crescent Bend, a great deal of which has been stolen.
Oh, really?
Yes. Irreplaceable things.